The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
A Adande, Frank Isola, Jackie McMullen, Trey Young, the maestro. He made Spike Lee leave early. He closed down Marv Albert's spectacular Garden career and got Isola to admit Trey's been better than he thought. How about that? And the Lakers tonight. Let's go.
Trey Young for three. And the ball.
Spike Lee, leaving early, Frank. What do we make of that? Probably went to have a drink with LeBron.
Not good.
Is tonight a must-win for the Lakers? Yes! Good talk, everybody. Here we go. Another question. Will LeBron stay on the court until the very end? A question you may be asking yourself. First time LeBron facing elimination was Game 4 of the 2018 Finals. Second time facing elimination in the first round ever. Never, ever has the LeBron team gone out in the first round. That's what's at stake tonight. Anthony Davis says the call on whether he plays is up to the team doctors. J.A. Adande, around the horn to you. How do you consider that, and what do the Lakers have for the Suns tonight?
Well, they have an important decision in that, are they going to try to go all out and maximize this LeBron James window that they're in the middle of, or do they think the long term and want to preserve Anthony Davis to be the centerpiece of the franchise going beyond LeBron? And if I were them, I would think long term. And I always go back to the advice Grant Hill said. If he had to do it all over again, he wouldn't have tried to push through the injury in the playoffs that altered the course of his career. I think of what the Spurs did with Tim Duncan, sitting him out in 2000, which led to four more championships and an extensive career for his team. So I would think long term if I were them. But it's got to be very tempting. And you know LeBron's going to put pressure on them because LeBron is about right now.
Woody Page on the position the Lakers find themselves in tonight with Davis injured and LeBron pushing as hard as he is.
Jay, that's the whole point, though. LeBron's not thinking about 2 years from now. The Lakers are not thinking about 3 years from now with Anthony Davis. They're thinking about right now trying to defend the championship and on a limb, out on a limb, where they can't really get back to the root of the tree, I think. And if I'm the doctors and if I am the program there, I say, we've got to win tonight with LeBron, not with Anthony. That if we're going to go beyond this series or get to a seventh game, we'll need Anthony Davis then. You don't push him back, and he has more problems with the groin, and then he doesn't play again. And not only can you not win this series, but if you do, you can't win the next series without Anthony Davis, because LeBron proved that he can't do it by himself. But tonight, I think LeBron steps up. He shows us what he's had in the past and gets some help from some other people, which didn't happen the other night, and they win the game.
But you would sit Davis no matter what tonight because you know you need him for another game in this series. Jackie, you're shaking your head no.
Well, you guys make it sound like the Lakers are playing the Vancouver Canucks or something, you know, or the old Vancouver Grizzlies. They're playing the Phoenix Suns. They're a pretty good team. They're the higher-seeded team in this playoff series. And LeBron James, without Anthony Davis the other night, was a minus 24, one of the worst overall tallies he's had in his postseason career. Now, listen, LeBron James was born for these situations. He's averaged 33.7 points a game in elimination games. I expect him to be magnificent, but they need Anthony Davis if he can go. It's not a question of saving him or not saving him. If he can go, Anthony Davis will be on the court. If he can't go, he won't. You don't save anybody when you're blowing my mind right now.
I'll save Woody for one more chance, but Frank, I saw the first to you, and let me pinpoint one thing for you. Davis saying it's up to the team doctors. How do you read that?
Yeah, I know, and it's the same thing with Donovan Mitchell saying the team doctors told him not to play. And to J.A.'s point, I wonder if players from 20, 30 years ago are saying, why did I play injured? Because now they're making it sound like if I don't play, hey, don't come down on me. The doctor told me not to play. If you're okay, be out there, even at 70% play. You know, LeBron James back in 2018, his last year with Cleveland, they played an elimination game at home against the Celtics, and it seemed like they were on their last legs. LeBron had 46 points in 46 minutes, one assist shy of a triple-double. I think they could win this game tonight. I think he's going to have a magical performance. But think about this, Tony. He has played, tonight will be game three he's ever played at Staples Center in the playoffs. Can you imagine if he loses this? First time knocked out in the first round, and he'd be 1-for-2 in playoff games at home. It'd be pretty incredible.
Woody Page, come back in here. Save your argument that Jackie kind of dismantled. Go ahead.
Yeah, a week ago, Jackie, I was on this program, and Anthony was hurting coming into this series, and I said, you don't want to stretch him out because you're going to need him over a long stretch. And I think that's exactly what I'm trying to say here, that is, if you can't win without him tonight, you don't deserve to actually get to the seventh.
Jackie, you want to respond to that?
Wait, so if you can't win without Anthony Davis, you don't deserve to win? That's utter nonsense. There are two fantastic players on the Lakers. One is LeBron James. The other is Anthony Davis.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, Woody. You've lost me.
Adonai, I'll give you a last word here.
Yeah, it's not that this injury could develop into a long-term problem, but maybe while he's compensating for it, he injured something else that could be long-term. And also, speaking of injuries, Chris Paul, his shoulder, and maybe give us a chance that their star isn't as healthy as he needs to be.
All right, make a pick for tonight, Jack.
I'm taking LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Frank Isola?
Ditto, LeBron and the Lakers.
You don't have to sound so depressed about it. J.A. Adande?
Our Lakers.
Oh, guys, get some excitement here. Woody Page, who you got?
Lakers, yeah.
All right, we'll move on. Thank you for your energy. Last night, gentlemen, sweep completed in the NBA. Philly, Utah, Atlanta taking care of their affairs in courteous game fives. None of you had Atlanta. We'll start there. How they made the Knicks look like the Knicks. And how Trae Young completed his utter domination of a series. Atlanta's about to get Philly, and Embiid is a question mark right now. How should the Hawks feel about themselves and how they did what they just did? Jackie Mack, you want to start us off there?
Well, I'd like, first of all, to mute you because I picked the Hawks to win this.
Was that on the show? I didn't hear that. Good for you, Jackie.
Well, you know, I do pick things other places.
It's fun. I allow that.
Nonetheless.
I saw 18 of 20.
And I'll tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
If you're the Hawks, you're feeling great because Trae Young was born for moments like this. He just went to Madison Square Garden, the most famous basketball arena in the world, and shushed them and bowed to them and loved and relished every minute as the villain. But this team goes so far beyond Trae Young, Tony. If you think about it, this is the first time really all season that the Hawks have had DeAndre Hunter at full strength, Gallinari at full strength, John Collins at full strength. They're a very dangerous young team with great shooting, and Clint Capella, who you could argue should be an all-defensive team player this year in the NBA. They are for real.
You saw his defense in and around Julius Randle all series. Frank Isola, bringing you in here. If you want to tell us on radio with Scalabrini you had the Hawks, please be my guest. Maybe I missed it.
Well, I love the fact that Jackie is feisty, and she's right about Clint Capella. He was the most valuable player in the series. The best player was Trae Young. Think about this, Tony. Julius Randle, who was in the so-called MVP conversation that we like to talk about, he scored 90 points in the series. Trae Young scored 98 points at Madison Square Garden. Only Michael Jordan has scored at least 30 points in three straight games at Madison Square Garden. What I like about it, he got abused by the fans. He got spit on, which is disgusting, and completely out of line. The Knicks tried to rough him up. All this guy does is come at you. They have a chance against Philadelphia because of Trae Young and because of Clint Capella.
Mm-hmm. Adande, what did you learn about the Hawks this series?
Well, and I think you asked how the Hawks should feel, but what about how the Hawks fans should feel? And much like the best thing about Hakeem Olajuwon, the testament to him was that you never hear Rockets fans complaining we could have had Michael Jordan. I think Hawks fans will, at the end of the day, say, we're good with Trae. We could have had Luka Doncic. You know what? We're good with Trae Young. Hey, guess what? He won a playoff series before Luka has. Maybe Luka goes on to have a greater career, but I think the Hawks are going to be just fine with what Trae Young will do for them. You saw a great taste of it in this series.
Woody, did you see this series as the arrival of Trae Young, or did you see it as the Hawks breaking through after, you know, years of rebuilding?
I think breaking through, and Trae Young showing a maturity. Here's a guy that understands that Broadway is just down the street from Madison Square Garden. Yeah. So he's the one who made the I'm going to take a bow kind of vow there that he did. And Capella backing up what he had said before. What did I learn about him? This is an emerging team, and they better today announce that Nate McMillan is getting a four-year contract, because the job he did after taking over, that's what I learned. We knew that he was a great coach when he got fired from other places. So this is a team I think that would challenge Philadelphia, depending on what's going on with Embiid, but they're not just going to fold over like the Knicks did. I mean, Randall is a good player, but he doesn't, Frank, belong in any kind of MVP conversation. The way he played in the playoffs, he's a complimentary guy. If the Knicks are going to be anything, they're going to have to go out and get a main star.
That's a good question, Woody. Frank, I'll ask you it first. The incredible success the Knicks had this season. I mean, the fans are celebrating one playoff win that they discovered a way to stop car warranty robocalls. But it all came down to earth with this postseason series. How do you hear Woody's telling you that Julius Randle is not the star to build around, Frank? What did the Knicks?
Well, he also, the MVP is, by the way, a regular season award. The postseason doesn't count. The Knicks overachieved during the regular season. They got their coach, got the team in a league where not every team and every star player this season played hard. They played hard all the time. So that had something to do with it. It comes down to talent. So this summer, it's about Leon Rose and William Wesley, a.k.a. World Wide West, and Scott Perry, to go out and get talent, because the talent disparity, their roster is not better than Boston, their roster is not better than Atlanta, and it's not better than Miami, and they finished ahead of all those teams. They need to go out and get talent.
You're calling what they did in the regular season overachieving. Are you calling what they did in the postseason underachieving, Frank?
No, because I think every team in the playoffs plays hard. Give Nate McMillan credit. They're 31-12 since they made Nate the coach. Outstanding job.
Jack, you're the Knicks going into this offseason. Are you more focused on what the regular season was, or kind of how it went sideways in the postseason?
I think a little bit of both, Tony. So if you're Julius Randle, the Atlanta Hawks focused on you. They double-teamed you. They made life difficult for you. They made you hesitate. They made you doubt yourself. If you're Julius Randle, you lock yourself in a room, you watch all those lowlights, and you come out of it a better player, and I think he will. I think he's that kind of player. If you're the New York Knicks, I think you're thrilled. You know why? You're now a destination again. You've got stable front office people in place. You've got Tibbs, a great coach, in place. You've got a young core. Don't forget R.J. Barrett. Don't sleep on him. And Mitchell Robinson, who didn't play at all in this postseason, you're gonna attract free agents. So you're happy. That's what you want to do.
I always remember you not siding with anything New York basketball related. But is it still bright for the Knicks? Or not still bright. Is it bright for the Knicks?
Well, it depends how they think of themselves. They like to think that they're in the conversation with the Lakers and the Celtics. The Celtics lost in the first round, and their president and coach are both changing and looking for new places of employment. Knicks fans are jubilant,
but
they lost in the first round.
The Knicks
are back, baby.
First time in the playoffs. 8 years.
Taking a break right here. Yeah. Coming up, Luka Doncic in buy or sell. You know who he tied for career 40-point postseason games last night? Magic. Duncan and Malone, and it's Luka's 11th career playoff game. It's buy or sell next.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
This hit. Oof, this hit. Oof. NHL hearing today on Winnipeg's Mark Scheifele for charging Montreal's Jake Evans on the empty net wraparound goal as Montreal took game one. Canadians say it's a dirty hit. The hearing is ongoing. Look at the scrum over his body. Jay Adande, what do you see?
I've seen someone who was trying to stop a goal and try to keep it at a one-goal game, somebody who didn't run him up against the boards, and also somebody who was very careful to avoid stepping on him with his skate when the scrum ensued and he was still prone on the ground.
Frank Isola, if you're the commissioner of the NHL, you're suspending?
Mark Schaffley is not known as a dirty player, but even though he's trying to prevent a goal right there in that situation, it is at the very least reckless. Me, I'm suspending him for that hit. You cannot have that. I get it. Trying to prevent a goal, that's a suspension, though.
Jackie McMullen.
I agree. And we can talk about intent. I'm not sure the intent was what the result was, but he went very, very high on that hit. And you can see the result. You better suspend or you're going to have an insurrection on your hands.
Woody Page.
Yeah.
Yes, if I'm Bettman, the commissioner, you've got to suspend him for several games because what I'm seeing in the hockey playoffs, watching practically every game, is that we're seeing more and more incidents. You've got to back them off. There's got to be more safety for these players. And the puck had already been released before he got hit. Yes, suspension.
Buy or sell to the Clippers. Just when you thought you knew that they knew who they thought they were to themselves, they go ahead and drop pivotal game five to Dallas at home. Their last possessions are just ugly. Luka again, and I want all the stats from you, dear panel. Give me all the Luka stats. Jackie, is this series more about Luka to you or the Clippers?
Let me take it one step further. These playoffs are all about Luka. There is nothing else to discuss besides Luka. Do you realize in this game, he either made or assisted on 31 of 37 of the Dallas Mavericks field goals? That's 83% of their points. In fact, they took him out of the game after that amazing stretch in the third quarter for what? Like 2 minutes? Rick Carlisle was like, the hell, they come back in. He ended up playing 43 minutes, which is why he was a little gassed in the final quarter. Who cares? This kid is special. I can't take my
you
eyes.
You can't take it. It sounds amazing, Jackie. The only thing we should be talking about the entire show. That's an interesting show. Woody Page, this is about Luka or the Clippers.
Jackie was absolutely right. He put on his warm-ups, and the coach said, not so fast there. You're going right back into the game. Luka, to me, watching him is so fascinating. I haven't seen a player of that kind of ilk, Tony, since Pete Maravich, in terms of you just can't turn away from him. Everything he does just is spectacular. It's all about him.
Yeah, Dante.
The coach has a name, Woody, Rick Carlisle, and let's give him some love for not only winning the tactical battle with his adjustments, but giving the people what they want. More Boban. You have to be happy with more Boban in the playoffs. Let's talk about that, Jackie.
All right, so you want an entire show on Boban. All right, I understand what you're saying. Frank Isola, this series, we focus so much on the Clippers. Do they have it? Do they not have it? They had it for two games. They lost it again last night.
Yeah, and this has been the postseason of injuries, and Luka was carrying an injury into this game. He scores 42 points, and after the game, he says that was terrible because he did miss 20 shots. He controls the pace of the game. 2 years ago, Kawhi Leonard was the Finals MVP. Here we are 2 years later. He's playing Luka in a playoff series. Luka is by far the better player right now in this series.
I'm not sure. Have we seen enough Kawhi on Luka? I mean, if you're the Clippers, stick it on him the whole game.
Ibaka, they need Ibaka.
Yeah, but they immediately switch off him. They immediately switch off.
Yeah.
Nuggets Blazers game six after the circus at game five. Woody, your Nuggets. It's absurd to think that Damian Lillard might have to give Portland more than he gave them in game five, but maybe that's the case. How do you see tonight playing out, Woody?
I think the Blazers are going to bring it to a seventh game because this series, unlike several others we've seen, actually deserves to go down to the last game. And I want to remind everyone, this series has been hidden in the Rocky Mountains and in the West Coast, and now it's going to be on primetime TV tonight, so you actually get to watch the MVP and a guy that could be an MVP of the world.
Jadade.
Yeah, and maybe being at home, the referees don't call an additional foul on Yusuf Nurkic. Maybe it's worth one whistle, and he doesn't foul out, plays the whole game. Maybe the teammates don't miss 18 out of 19 shots in crunch time either.
Isola.
Yeah, in the battle of the itches, Jokic is destroying Yusuf Nurkic, who fouled out in 24 minutes. He has to stay on the court for them to have a chance tonight.
Mm-hmm. Jackie Mack.
You know what? This is a make-or-miss league in wins. The Nuggets are shooting 48% from three. In losses, 30% from three. They need a big game from Michael Porter Jr. They're going to win tonight.
Great.
Make or miss league here. Woody Page, Frank Isola, 25 points. Usually that's enough to get you to showdown. Not here. Adonde McMullen. Showdown in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The 2-1 seeds last night advancing Utah and Philadelphia. Sixers' future no doubt wrapped up in Embiid's health. But how about how the Jazz dispatched Memphis the last four games? Jay Adonde, Jackie McMullen, welcome to Showdown. Jay, who was more impressive in closing out?
Well, Vegas is more impressed by Utah. They're the second favorite to win it all after Brooklyn. And I'm impressed by the fact that when Mitchell came back, they won four straight, three of them by double digits. Mm-hmm.
Jackie?
And here's why they won the four straight, J.A., because they were a team that averaged the most made threes in the league this year. Why? Because when Mitchell's in the game, there's spacing. He can drive and kick, he can shoot it himself, or he's going to pass it to someone else. It's his spacing that makes that go. Without him, they lost game one.
I think I just read that somewhere in a takeout piece there, Jackie McMullen.
How about that?
How about that? Jackie, you wrote it. Jackie point, Adonde point. We move on. Showdown two.
Somebody brought up the idea of one leg being Quadzilla, the other one being Quadfather. So I'm going to roll with that.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. You've seen what his quads are capable of. Where do you come down on naming your body parts, Jackie?
Well, our brilliant Mina Kimes came up with Quadfather 1 and Quadfather 2, which I just love. But Saquon Barkley is all about quads. I think he's going to put a hit out on him and play Quadrophenia in the background.
Oh, Jay.
Well, Mina has a point because you could also argue which one is more impressive, just like the Godfathers. But I like the fact that he said, you know what, I've got two. Why not use two nicknames? Take advantage of the fact you've got more than one quad.
I'm a Godfather Part 2 guy. I like it when Michael goes back to Sicily. Jackie, great point. I'll give it to Mina when she's on the show. FaceTime, Jay Adonde.
Now that the Celtics are looking for a new coach, I would hope they give strong consideration to Sam Cassell and that other openings in the coaching carousel, pay attention to him as well. He's succeeded wherever he's went, particularly when he played. When you look at the best season ever for the Houston Rockets, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the most recent championship for the Boston Celtics, and one of the better seasons the last few decades for the Milwaukee Bucks, who was on the roster? Sam Cassell. Something from all that winning has to be able to translate it. He knows the game. He can coach his game.
Jackie, are you hearing anything?
Oh, yes, Sam Cassell. I think he'll get a look. He was on that Celtic champions team. Maybe he brings KG as an assistant.
Carol
Walsh,
CJA.